Hey, everybody, it's Angel Answers, and we are the Sacred Embers Group on Facebook. Today is March 29th, 2023, and we're coming to the end of March, and I just want to welcome you all. Hello, everybody. And hello, ladies. Hello, Angel.
Hello.
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 Yes. So my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'll be one of your hosts tonight with the other lovely ladies who are Peg Jones, Mary Hernandez, and Liz Pfister. And Adriana Roman will not be here tonight, but I will read her bio, and then we'll just go around the table, and everybody will give their bios, and then everybody has messages to give, and I do poems, and then we'll get started with doing the reading. So here we go. We start off, and I will just go ahead and read Adriana's. Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki master teacher, a fourth-generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com. You can find us all on Sacred Embers Room, a group on Facebook, and that's www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. That's where all of us are in there. You can find our bios and find out what we do, our services, et cetera. And I just wanted to add that Adriana Roman has a wonderful website, her Lotus Bloom, so please don't miss it. Please check it out. She has all kinds of really neat items in there. She also gives readings as well. I'll just say a few things about myself, and then I'll go ahead and go over the other shows that we have in Sacred Embers, too. I'm Jan Drake Bakke. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I have poetry all over the place. I love sharing the poems. I'm hoping to collaborate with musicians someday, with singers, doing songs, or any other kind of venue that could be. I've already collaborated with people like in different things like weddings and other types of things. So that's what I like to do. And then I also share animal totems. Those come to me right away when I give readings and the animals give messages, and they really do. They're really there. It's hard to believe, but anyone can see these animals. If you just focus on them, you can just do like a meditation or a prayer and close your eyes and ask for the animal to come through, and they will. They really do, because they're around us, so they're going to be naturally there. It just takes a little bit of practice is all, and you can do it. So anyway, that's something I love to do, and I also do predictions. They're on my website, www.wefindourway.com. That's a work in progress that I do with predictions. I'm always working on those every year, and I enjoy it thoroughly. So anyway, I want to talk about the other shows. We have three other shows here on Sacred Embers, and the first one is on Monday night, and that is with Catherine Peoples and DC Love, and it's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a beautiful show. It's really informational, very interesting, and just lovely. The next show, going backwards, is on Sunday, and that's headed by Lynn Bleasdell, Enter the Light. And that's on 12 noon Pacific Standard, 3 p.m. Eastern. That's on Sunday. So Lynn heads it with Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, and Jane, and I forgot her last name. I'm sorry, Jane, if you're listening. Jane is really, really wonderful also. She's also there too. The other show is called The Lighthouse, and they they've shared their show before, and they'll continue. And we'll just look for that when they do another show. That's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. Another wonderful show of Sacred Embers. They're all beautiful. All the ladies just have amazing talent and abilities, and they share it just beautifully. So I recommend all these shows when you get a chance. We're on Wednesday night, like tonight. So we're called Angel Answers. So anyway, I'm going to pass it right over to Peg Jones, and we'll carry on.
Hello, I'm Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I am on Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm author of the book, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, and it's a book of daily angel messages every day of the year with a journal exercise. I'm a healer of several modalities and a channeler of the angels and the ascended masters. I'm an angel card reader, and I'm also a level one Akashic Records practitioner, and I have taught classes about angel connection and also inspirational writing, and also creativity writing too. I'm in the process of being certified for sound healing with tuning forks. So that's going to take a while, but it's coming closer than I thought it would. And I just love helping others to see the possibilities in their lives through the messages of their angels and their guides. And I do have a website, it's Peg's Angelical Whispers.
Great, Peg, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Mary? Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I'm so sorry. You know what? I put it on mute, and I'm talking, and I'm like, how come she can't hear me? Okay, it's Wacky Wednesday. Okay, so I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, ordained minister, a numerologist, a tarot, and an oracle card reader. I'm also a candle creator. I create Mother Mary candles infused with love, light, and healing. And I also create beautiful, just so everyone knows, Mother Mary candles are beautiful as a gift to your moms on Mother's Day. What other better gift to give on Mother's Day than a Mother Mary candle? And it's really beautiful. It's got a rose. It's got rose quartz, and it's got a beautiful rose that I put inside, a red rose, and you can check that out on my website as well. But I'm also a Reiki master, and I don't know if I said that already, I'm sorry. I also do Reiki infused healing candles for each of the chakras, and to book me, you can reach me at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And my business name is spelled with two E's, the T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com. And I wanted to say that a lot of people, you know, have been reaching out about the numerology report. And I know I speak of it so much, but it's such a great thing to do, and the benefit of it is the gift of insight, because it provides a roadmap for your life, so you have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way, especially through the months, the outlook that I do, which I give you the one-year outlook for the entire year. So if you were to get it now, you get April through April 2024. So I would kind of do like a two-year thing. It also uncovers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve. It helps you with planning your future. It's also very detailed, and it gives you your karmic lessons and karmic debts. So I just wanted to put it out there, you know, if anyone's interested as well. And I've been doing a lot of 15-minute readings, so you can also book that through my website, which are really, you know, that way you get to know how I do my readings and so on and so forth. So you can reach out to me through either Messenger, Facebook, or through my website or email. So, and I will send it over to Liz. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, Mary. And I have to say,
thank you.
I am right now burning your Mother Mary candle that I got from you a couple of months ago. Now,
yeah.
I burn it every show, and it is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I often shut the door to the room where I do the show, and when
mm-hmm.
I open it when I'm done, like the rose scent just floods the entire house. It's so nice. My family, I come out and they're like, oh, why does it always smell so good when you come?
Yeah.
I'm like,
thank
the
you.
Angels. The angels are here.
Yes.
So they are just beautiful. And I still have your chakra candle. I burned it once at an event I had, and I haven't done it since because I enjoyed this Mother Mary one so much, and I don't want to miss what that one smells like, so I'm waiting to...
Yeah.
to be able to enjoy it just as much as this one. This one, I'm going to be so sad when it's gone. I'm going to have to get another.
So,
I'm Liz Sister. I live in upstate New York. I'm the owner of River Maven Holistic Center here. I every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., I live stream a hour-long Crystal Bowl crystal singing bowl meditation. And I'm an intuitive, Reiki healer, a sound therapist, a sound healer, a tarot card reader, and many other things. I like to teach about the physical and the metaphysical and the spiritual. And I actually, ladies, I have a new instrument this evening. I actually was pulling them out of the box as we were getting on the line here, that I just received from my sound healing. I decided to treat myself, and I got a set of Koshi chimes.
Ooh.
So these are beautiful bamboo, so the outside bamboo, and the inside has several different, I don't even know what you would call them, like but they're little metal things that they make the note sound, and they're different notes. And there's one for each of the four elements. So I thought tonight I would share the earth one with us because we like to ground in the beginning.
Yeah.
So if we want to take a nice, big, deep breath in through our nose, filling up our chest and our belly full of air, and then letting it out nice and slow through our mouth until there's nothing left, do not bark. Hopefully my dog doesn't bark. And take another deep breath in through your nose. There's people walking outside. Let it out through your mouth. And now this next inhale, let yourself relax and tune into the sound of the chime.
Oh, gosh.
Wow,
that was
beautiful.
Incredible.
Isn't
very
nice. Like, it's the first time I'm hearing it, actually. I'm like, oh, I'm so good.
Wow.
Really beautiful.
I love it.
So is it like a
wind
chime? That was beautiful.
It sounds very much like a wind chime. I'll post a picture in the Sacred Embers so you can see.
Yeah.
I had never... Until I took the sound healing course, I'd seen them, but I didn't know what they were, and I don't think I had ever heard them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got them explained, I was like, oh, it's really fascinating, and I'll have to get a picture of the inside so you can see how it works, because the sound is so much like a beautiful wind chime, and it's,
mm-hmm.
But it's very, very, it's a like a cylinder of bamboo.
Wow.
So it's fascinating. And they're just, I mean, the sound is just, wow.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Oh.
I
yeah,
feel my third eye, as usual. Everything you bring in, I feel in my third eye or heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
And I started seeing right away were hummingbirds, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And then hearts in the air, all these hearts in the air. It was so neat.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I'm envisioning Bambi. The movie Bambi in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
With the, you know, the characters have little hearts flying above their heads.
Oh, yeah, exactly. What's it called, Liz?
It's a Koshi time. It's K-O-S-H-I.
K-O-S-H-I. Koshi. Okay. Koshi.
Yep, so... That was the earth one. So I have the air, wind, and fire. So, or air, I'm sorry, air, fire, and water. And I'll share them in the next coming weeks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, I love it.
Yeah. It's exciting. I'm like, oh, another new toy.
Yeah.
They're so fun. So.
Yeah, they
are. You can find me on Facebook at River Maven 77, and I think Jen has some wonderful poems to share with us, right?
Yes.
Are we ready for poems?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
All right. Thanks. I just wasn't even over it yet. I was still getting the hummingbirds and just feeling all that. It's just, wow. It's really nice. Okay. Well, I also wanted to say, Mary, I have my Mother Mary rosary here with me, and I was doing some prayers before the show and with it, and also it has the rose smell on it, so I was getting that rose smell too. It's just really lovely, delicious, and beautiful, so it's nice to have that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're enjoying it. It's so beautiful. I have one too, Jan, and I sleep with mine because I love Mother Mary's scent. It just comes out of the rosary. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. I sleep with it too. It's right next to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have to have that rosary, and I take her with me too when I go out.
Yeah.
She's in my purse whenever I go out. So.
Aww. That's
so
beautiful.
Anyway, I'll start off with thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
So you're the one who sent that to me.
Yes.
So anyway, this one starts with, it's called Peace So Tender, and it goes, tragedy transforms us. Love helps us surrender. Crisis breaks us open. God gives us peace that is so tender. And this one says, this is called Empowerment Poem, Universal Pulse, Be Boppin'. Feel the empowerment of knowing that you are part of the universe, the universal pulse. Even when you feel you don't fit in anywhere, the internal breath of creation and heartbeat of a timeless, eternal life and existence. Just be bopping into unending curlicues of emotion that continue forever. How majestic is that? And this one says, make good today from your broken yesterday. Hug the universe and it will hug you back. Fly with your universal wings and carry eternity. And this one is called We Find Our Way. We find our way. Try not to judge anyone in the day. Be grateful for what we have in life, not to belittle or make fun of another's strife. It's only a long minute here for us on earth, then gone like a flash, and we will be ascending into a rebirth. The differences between us are there, but we feel a lot of the same things. For some, not all is fair. However, it's what life brings. Cherish all or any of it when you can. To celebrate, even when we are ill. That is a nice plan. And this one says, glory on us. Thank you for all that we receive, for all that we believe, for those that we lose and that we will grieve. God shines glory on us. The light will never leave. And this one says, a wing of a butterfly. Children, Easter. and let the children follow a path to rely on the highest of the high, to send their fears into the universal sky with prayers and love, and as it will come back with a trusting reply, to be grateful to be alive, and as they survive, let them ride on the wing of a butterfly. And this one's called Treetop, Face in a Tree. Perhaps the fairies, the flowers and faces in trees, speak to us more than we know. We can hear their words and sense their smells, essences and breeze. I would like to think so. And this one says, I hope peace permeates your vision that brings songs of joy and love for your every decision. And this one says, is called Wild and Free, Just Be. We are wild and free. Let our spirit carry us zestfully, simple and alive, for our soul to run and just be. And this one's called Our Friends, Jazz Hands. Our friends, we grow our wings and make journeys with them in this life. We fly together along the way. We help one another to let go of strife. We are many hands that we hold, jazz hands, courageous hands, sad hands, happy hands, from young to old. And this one's called Cosmic Continuum. Entering and exiting this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are guided and not alone, which helps us keep our equilibrium. And this is Glitter Universe. This is one that Ryan really liked. It's called Glitter Universe. So flirty, so glitter, the universe on Facebook and Twitter. So purple, so swirly too. The dimensions, so curly Q, so cosmic, so spacey kiss. The stars, twinkle abyss, and this is called So Fingers. So fingers, so lotus, so meditative, so third eye, so peaceful, so heart chakra green, so happy too, cool, blissful, peaceful day, so for you and I. And this is called Midst of Change, Spring. In the midst of change and healing, we see the miracles of our spirit unfold. With affirming it so, we spread our wings for a new life to behold. That's for spring. And this is the last one is called It's No Longer a Mystery. I listen to the voice inside of me. I look inside to the vision, and I can see. It is my soul I must trust. This is how it is to be. And every time I call upon your name, then I know I am okay. I am free. It's no longer a mystery. And there it is. That's that. There they are.
Wow, those were all so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. So beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad.
They were really nice, Jen.
Most of them were my
favorites. Thank you, everybody.
There were so many beautiful ones.
Thank you.
I was writing down some of them, and I'm like, yeah, they're all beautiful. I need to stop writing.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll post some of these on Facebook.
Yes,
I'll post a lot of them for this week. Thanks
yeah.
for telling me that. I'll go ahead and just post them.
Yeah, they're absolutely amazing and moving too.
Wonderful. I'm so glad
yeah.
to hear that. Thank you.
So
I appreciate being able to share them too.
I came across something as we were waiting. And I thought I needed to read it, and as I was reading it, it hit me right before when I was getting done with work today, my coworker told me that a gentleman that used to coach our boys and his son is in our boys, was graduated with our boys. He passed suddenly yesterday, and he's related to Sue Beckley, who was the person that got me onto Blog Talk. She was on the show with Lynn and the other ladies on their show, The Lighthouse. Lighthouse. I believe her husband's cousin. And it was sad, so I want to send some love to Sue and their family regarding that. And just how funny how things line up. But I was reading this post about astrologically what's going on, because, you know, I always am fascinated with that, and you ladies often are too.
Yeah.
So right now the sun and Chiron are activated, bringing abundance of healing energy. And I'll read this. This is, I love this person on Facebook. It's Forever Conscious is the page, and she always has great posts. But call this healing energy into your body and ask it to travel where it's needed. Call this healing energy into your mind and ask it to bring awareness to unhelpful thoughts, mental blocks, or fogginess. Call this healing into your heart and ask it to bring openness, forgiveness, and compassion. Call this healing into your soul space so you can be reminded of your wholeness, your connection to source, and your personal power. Chiron is an asteroid known as the Wounded Healer, but it has another nickname too, the Rainbow Bridge. Walking the Rainbow Bridge elevates us into a higher state of consciousness. It moves us from a lower energy to a higher one. The shift is possible now under the Sun and Chiron conjunction, which will peak on April 5th. Work with this energy to walk across your own Rainbow Bridge out of one form and into the next. So I just thought that was beautiful, and I thought it was just share it that healing, you know.
Yes,
right,
it was.
There.
I just love that.
All in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, we had some sad events the other day here in Nashville, and that's just another tragedy that I it's hard to wrap your head around. And
I know.
I think for me the worst part was I've had a couple really full days, and Monday I came home and I from my day job, and I jumped on the computer quick. And that was the only headline I saw, and I was like, oh, my goodness. And I didn't even have time to look at it, and I just clicked it off, and I went to do my other thing at the center, and I didn't think about it again. And I got up the next morning, and I like CBS this morning because I think they kind of keep it light. And the first thing I heard out of Tony Coppola's mouth were, this is what happens in American schools now. And I was that this is acceptable and that this is okay to happen. And we should just, this is what happens here. It's no big deal. Schools are just, the harbinger of like the most giving mecca of people at one time. You have these innocent children, who they have no idea, and teachers who spend their whole life just giving. And it blows me away that it happens, but it also blows me away that these individuals that do this, that not one person takes an interest in them and asks if they're okay. And not one person steps up and says, are you all right? Or I think that kind of floors me more because we've all had times where we haven't felt great or we've been in dark places, but someone has always come and asked if we were okay, right? Somebody checked on us because we never got to that point. How, I don't know what's more heartbreaking, really.
Oh my God. I love what you're saying here. This is so amazing what you're saying. Because I was looking at on Twitter this morning for a couple hours even at all the posts on this thing that happened, and just reading a lot of stuff and getting all the different ideas of what people think we should do and just everything. But that is so true. Like, didn't anybody check out this person? No. Weren't they wondering how they were doing and what were the parents thinking about all the guns that they had? That's what I was talking about to somebody, and because they had a lot of guns, and a lot of people have guns, and that's fine, but is what were they wondering why
the
she had so many guns?
Yes.
And how
it's outside of that.
No one
cared about this person. Because as a parent, I know that when my child's attitude shifts, I'm aware of that. I talk to my child. I know how they are. I know when they're behaving differently. I ask questions. You see that, you know.
Exactly.
You know it with your friends, right? And your family, you see these things with them. So it's an all-around sad situation, and it has nothing to do with the weapons. It's that alone.
I agree.
guess what? The weapons wouldn't be an issue at all if mental health was addressed. Ha! There we go. I guess
exactly.
That is really the bottom line. And I'm sorry, Peg, because I know you were a teacher for many, many years. I hope we're not triggering you, because I'm sure it can be very upsetting.
Well, it freaks me out, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, we are the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. I had lived as a child, like probably 20 miles away from there. So that really freaks me out. And because I was a teacher too, you know.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine working in a school right now. You know, I just between that and everything else that goes on, it's my days are over. I feel very lucky that that I was in safe environments as far as that went, you know, when I was teaching. So it's sad. It's very sad. And hopefully there will be some resolvement, with this, the mental health, of people really, especially now with everything that's gone on in the last couple of years, the mental health really has to be addressed, in ways that are humane and kind. And I'm not sure if that always happens.
I agree. And that's the bottom line of it all, really, is mental health. I wasn't really on a soapbox about that, but as I was speaking, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the problem. I mean, I'm aware of it, and I know that it's the problem, but, I mean, I guess that's what I was saying. That's what it all comes down to.
I'm glad that you say it, Liz, because I think it is. I think it is, too. And a lot of people don't. They don't think that it is that problem. They think it's the other way around. But no, I don't agree with that either. But I mean, that's part of the problem, but the main problem is the mental health. And so I have four family members who are teachers right now. I mean, right across the board. They go every day and teach kids, and it's high school and junior high. And it's just, when I saw that, it just, oh my goodness. Of course, so anyway, it keeps happening. Yeah. It just keeps happening.
Yeah. My aunt, who is my godmother, I was very, very close with her my whole life. She was a teacher, and I was aspired to be a teacher my entire youth, to be like her. And I'm so thankful for all the teachers out there. I mean, kudos to every single one of them. I always, always have appreciated, the selflessness that all of them give. And even more so now. I mean, it's just the climate. I mean, COVID alone was large, large changes in that workforce, and it was not easy for anyone. I know, I have many friends that are teachers, so it's very, very disheartening and upsetting. And it's, so I know all of you, and not alone saying that, all our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone that's affected by any of this ever. And, we can just keep spreading light, right? Keep checking on your neighbor. Keep, smiling at people that you don't know. It can mean everything. You just don't know.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And when you think of it, I mean, these last 3 years has been traumatic for everyone in one way or another. And we're all dealing with that in our own way, and so I don't know. It's just, it's like, we just have to be, like you say, Liz, just more aware of how people are acting, and, and to be there for them if that's needed, especially for the young, you know, for the
yeah
high school. I mean, for all ages, but especially for
yeah
the young who, you know, I think
yeah
of some family members that were, you know, in college and, you know, and suddenly they just, you know, had to go home, you know. And,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's, and they were going to graduate. So it's like, you know,
yeah
now what? But,
yeah,
it's, you know, not having the social, you know, celebrations that other kids have had in the past because of, you know, of isolation, you know, they graduate on TV or something. So it's, it's.
Well, and kids, kids are so full of anxiety now before they begin school, you know, and now, I mean, you have to talk about this because you can't not talk about it to kids, but in the same aspect, it's also creating fear in them about going and what, it just, oh, I, it's a very, very icky cycle.
It is.
It's,
that's why a lot are going to homeschooling now and or it's like, you know, having homeschooling groups of kids being homeschooled. And
well,
stuff.
A network, right? Feel connected to people. Know that you have people in your life, that you're not alone. Talk to each other. I mean, good God, thanks for technology because, I mean, I rely on it just as much as anyone else, but it has stopped us from communicating with each other. We need to talk. We need to, you know, speak to each other and have conversations and know what's going on and what people are thinking. You know, I was a stickler the whole time my son was growing up that, you know, his father worked nights and it was just him and I at home. But we sat at the dinner table every night with the TV off, no phones, and we ate dinner together and we talked about our days. Because where else was he going to do it? Who else was he going to do it with? You know, we could have sat on the couch every night and ate dinner, but I wouldn't, you know, no, we're sitting at the table. We're, you know, it's going to be a meal. This is time. This is our time. Because that's what I had growing up. We all sat at the table. And it was not as quiet as the nights I had with my son, but there were seven of us. So, but, you know, so it was not overwhelming for him. you know, but we did that. And when he had friends come over, I would do the same thing. I would make big meals and I'd say, okay, everybody sit at the table. And they're like, what? I said, no, come on. We're sitting, we're not eating in bedrooms. We're in, everybody come to the table. And many of his friends had never sat and talked and been asked about how they were doing and how their day was. And nobody had done that with them their whole growth. I mean, and these were teenagers. These weren't young kids. And, you know, we have a boy that comes all the time. He's like our second son. And, you know, he, for the longest time, the first few years he would come here, he would never talk because the adults in his family didn't talk to him and have conversations. They just kind of ordered him around and talked around him. And, you know, here he'll open up now, sits down and talks to me. I'm like, oh, great. you know, so it's nice. And I mean, sometimes it's a little overwhelming and I create chaos, but I would say all of our son's friends are comfortable to come here and talk to myself or his dad and just be here and know that they could trust us and know that if they have trouble or have a problem, they can come here. Because we've always been welcoming to all of them and, you know, and we love them all. So
that's really nice, Liz, that you do that. It's really, really nice of you to do that.
You have to. Every kid I encounter, children need to be listened to. They don't need to be told to be put away. And yesterday I had this great kid that came to my office with his mom. And he was about 8 years old, and he says, I've never been in this building before. And I said, oh, no. I said, well, it's pretty cool. And he says, oh, he's looking around. He says, where's the, he says, the president. And his mom says, the president isn't here. And I said, thank goodness. I said, that would be a lot of pressure. And, and he says, well, I'm going to be president someday. And I said, good for you. I said, that's awesome. I said, I think you got a good shot. He says, well, you know, he was just, he kept chatting me up and was so, I just loved his, you know, the open mind and the, like, he still was shooting for the moon. And I said, you know what, go, I said, go for it, buddy. I said, I can't wait to see you as president. I said, you know, I said, I think you got a good shot. I said, you have to be born in America. I said, and you got to be 40. I said, so I think you have a couple years to get ready. And and he let me know that at 20 he could be a truck driver. So he, and I said, well, great. So you got something to get you through till you're 40. And I said, and you'll know the American people that you're representing, right? You'll know what their problems are and their issues, and you'll be able to represent them and take care of them. He was so geared up and excited when he left. It was just, you know, that innocence of children was, it was just so cool to see. And he was so open. His mother didn't prod him or anything. He just like carried on this whole conversation with me. And it was wonderful. Aww. And I wish that other people had seen it because it was just so cute. But I That's thought, neat. Man, we all need to do that. We all need to, you know, dream these wild dreams and,
exactly.
you know, believe we can do anything.
Be encouraged by them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. So. You know, this talk has reminded me of a poem that I had written quite a few years ago, but it's about family life, actually. So when we're done, I thought I would share.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Okay. So it's called The Lost Years. I can hear so clearly the songs of children singing ever so sweet, singing songs that make them happy every time they meet. They did meet. The sweet sounds of their voices and smiles on their faces tell me that joy is felt by everyone being in their graces. Children can be like little angels sending love to all they meet, whispering their daily agendas to their friends out on the street, moms calling to their little ones to come and have a meal, to help with the chores inside the house, for that is part of the deal. The days that I am thinking of are days not long ago, the days when children were children and parents ran the show, when families ate their meals together and prayers of thanks were said, their homework was done at the table, and the children were tucked in bed. The children had a sense of direction for the boundaries that were set. They felt that love was present every day. This they did not forget. Today it seems to me that the children are not really all that free. They seem to feel the stress of life, which does not let them be. How can we help this dilemma no longer be so hard? Helping the children to feel the safety that they once felt in their yard, to let them play outside with friends, having lots of fun, feeling free enough to explore their space and constantly be on the run.
Wow, Peg, that was so beautiful.
That was beautiful.
I love that.
Absolutely spot on.
Yeah, it was, definitely. And I, you know, I've never shared it.
Really it
really
was.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was
it
exactly what
perfect.
We were talking about.
Yeah.
I wrote that way back in 2006. And
wow.
It just came to me, you know, just because, you know, that's how I came from a family of 9 kids. And that's kind of how my family was run. You know, we had our meals at the dinner time and we did our chores and we, you know, and we were out, played out freely and you know, even at that time, I saw that that was lost, you know, way back in 2006. So.
I
have another poem about springtime. Springtime in New England. Springtime in New England. It is a time of joy and new birth. The trees are budding and the flowers too. The little girls in spring frocks on Easter Sunday and the shoes with a high heel. The flowers are budding and also fragrant, the lilies and the lilac, causing me to sneeze from strong fragrance. Springtime to the beach, who will dare to get into their wetsuit to go for a dive in the cool spring sea, looking for seashells by the sea and finding sea glass instead. The first spring cookout to celebrate the season, planting of flowers and vegetables in the family garden, flying kites on a spring day that is full of a cool wind. How far can you get your kite to fly? Playing in the sand on the beach in a sandbox, creating a new world covered in sand, picking the flowers that grow wild and giving them to someone special, holding buttercups to my chin to see if I like butter, pulling petals off a daisy to see who I love best. Tomorrow is going to snow. Spring blizzard for all of New England. Chalk drying on the driveway, tracing our bodies and making hopscotch squares. I don't know, that should have not been in there, but I'm not sure when I wrote that.
Beautiful. That is so cool. Just beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was.
Like, so neat to hear, you know, you just,
yeah.
Ooh, I just can see it. I can feel it, you know, when you're sharing it. It's just wonderful.
I know. I remember my sisters and I in our backyard growing up picking the buttercups and holding the torches.
Yeah. Picking daisies. He loves me. He loves me not.
Well, we used to, and we did a thing here. You could take dandelions, and my mom showed us this. You would wrap the stem, like, around the stem and then slide it up so the head popped off, and you'd do, Mama had a baby and her head popped off. With the dandelion and the dandelion flower go flinging off.
I remember we used to give
that was so fun.
To our mom.
Yes.
She's like, oh, weeds. But they really aren't weeds. They're a vegetable for a salad.
I was gonna say they're 100% food. You know, every part of the dandelion can be eaten. It's fascinating, and the bees need them. Here in New York, people kill they call it crabgrass. They kill dandelions so they can have none of them in their yards. And so, this is why we have this bee crisis, right? Okay. And I'm like, no. My boyfriend was out front cleaning out a flower bed. And I'm like, don't do that yet. Because they tell you to leave your dead stuff there for the butterflies and the bees, you know, until it gets warmer because they nest in there. And I'm like, don't touch anything yet. Too cold here. So.
Nice. Wow. That's cool.
I try to do my part that way.
Yeah.
Well, I think we covered all the bases, ladies. We got grounded. We went a little sad. I think we brought it back to light.
Yeah, we did.
I'm gonna
leave one message open or two messages.
Oh, yes.
I got the feel good affirmation cards. I think we need those. And it says, I am open. Vulnerability is my strength, not my weakness. My openness attracts those who are beneficial to my highest good. When I lean into my feelings, I am honoring my truth. When I communicate my feelings in a loving way, I am speaking my truth. I am open. So that was the card for today, and I'll post it on Sacred Embers. And then Kuan Yin, I picked a card from Kuan Yin, and the other card was Listen. Have you heard my voice in your heart or seen my signs? This is Kuan Yin. My reassurances and guidance are with you. Set aside some time, take some space to recognize my presence in your life. So she wants us to listen to her voice and all the signs that she's sending us, you know, and set aside time for meditation as well, you know, and me being one, of course, other than Tuesday, yesterday was Tuesday, yes, with Igor, I've been off because on meditating, but I have to get back to it. So I think that's a message for me too, a hint, hint. Listen to me.
I missed that Tuesday night meditation. I haven't been able to do it lately.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
So he's going to be on vacation. I think it's one more week.
Okay.
He'll be on next week and then he's going to be on vacation. Well, not vacation. He said it's just going to be offline for 3 weeks. So he'll be
okay.
back in May. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. And I'll repost it, you know, whenever he tells me he's going to come back on, just as a reminder
okay.
for everyone. Because for those of you that don't know, Igor Golubov, Jan and I listen to do meditations with him via Zoom every Tuesday. And so does Catherine Peoples. And, you know, everyone's welcome, you know, to listen to his meditations. He just takes you to a different consciousness. I mean, that's all I could say, different levels of consciousness. I mean, I've seen so much of him, whether it's Mother Mary or Padre Pio. I mean, I've seen Goddess Isis, Ra. I mean, I've seen so much with his meditations and felt so much. So I highly recommend if you're looking for a meditation coach. I mean, it's free. It's every Tuesday. You know, it's donation. If you'd like to make a donation to his you know, for him to continue doing this type of work for us, you know. So anyway, with that, he's in Pennsylvania, but he does it via Zoom.
Oh, he does. Is he on Facebook?
Yeah, he's on Facebook, but mostly Instagram. And it's
okay.
Igor.
What's
it's Alignment of Light. Alignment of Light. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's Igor Golubov. Yeah, you're welcome. And I'll share it. I mean, I usually share it on Tuesdays so everybody could see, you know, and join us live because, you know, it's live at 9:30 p.m. every Tuesday evening. So I just wanted to put it out there for people to listen to and join us. Yeah. So, Liz, I'll send it over to you if you want to start taking callers. It seems like there's a couple of callers online right now.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Are we fired up, ladies, and ready to go?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Area code 510, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Yes, my name is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. Do you have a question for us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
We can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I had a question. My question is about what's going on with my immediate future.
Okay.
Aaron, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at myself because while I did I do a prayer and meditation before the show, and I was just asking, I was asking, what are the animals going to be? I just like to know see some of the animals that may be coming in, and one did come in. And I'm seeing it now. And so that's cracking me up because I saw this raccoon in my meditation and I was told that this was going to be one of the animals coming in. And here it is. You've got a raccoon. Clear as day. So that's kind of fun for me to do that. Anyway, that's just a side little bit. let's see. 315. Rex raccoon is a very interesting animal. I love raccoon. I've been told about the raccoon a few times from friends. So in spite of any doubts you may have, the resources you need for the current situation are readily available. There's some sort of deception going on around you that you may discern by listening to and trusting your intuition. Rather than being goal-oriented, this is a time for indulging your curiosity in open-ended exploration. Pay close attention to signs and omens that suggest you're getting messages from the ancestors or your deceased loved ones. It's important to remain emotionally and mentally flexible for the next few days, as events will require you to adapt to rapidly changing circumstances. So that's a big message right there. The raccoon also represents that you're gifted with an intuitive mechanical ability. You express your creativity with your hands, whether through sculpting, painting, writing, or some other endeavor. You're remarkably resourceful at finding whatever you need at any given moment. You're quite adaptable and flexible, feeling at home just about anywhere you happen to be. And you did it. Is that, which one did you about? What was being said that you relate to?
When you said rapidly changing circumstances.
Oh, okay. Good. And also you have a number of different personas and are capable of presenting just the right one that is appropriate for the circumstances. Well, that's neat too. It looks like you've got a lot of creativity and adaptability going into your future. And you're going to be resourceful at finding whatever you need for your future at any given moment. So I feel like you have a stable situation here going into your future. I feel like you're going to have a stable future. It doesn't feel unstable to me. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Does that feel
you
relate
to that?
It's
not so much that now. Well, it's not so much that, like that now. That's why it's kind of difficult to make the correlation.
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking about your future? Are you feeling, like, what ideas were you thinking about your future? Are you thinking about new jobs or new homes or anything like, things like that? Or
New job. The one
new
I have
job,
now completely sucks.
Oh, dear.
And, big time. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's, And I, when I was looking for another job, which is beside a career change, because that's somewhere down the line that I'm trying to prep for, and it's kind of discouraging because it's like 2,000 and maybe not that much, but 200, 500 people applying for the same position. It's just like, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That is wow. Well, I mean, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to get in on a job like that. It may not, you may have to try a few times, put out your resume in different places. You know what I mean? But that's interesting that many people want that job. That's really interesting. But I think that what I'm feeling, and I'd like to hear what the other ladies are saying, is that you have a good start just by being who you are, is what I'm getting, just by that. I'm getting that about your vibe in general, that you have a good start. You have the ability to change whatever you need to change for your future. You're strong enough to do it. And that's a main message that I'm getting for you. You're going to be able to explore those possibilities, and you're going to be able to make the changes. So whether it be in your job or whatever else you're trying to do. So I think you have a positive start here on your future. So I just want to leave you with that. And maybe after the show or whatever, go back and listen to what the raccoon is saying, because that raccoon was meant to be there for you. I really feel like that since I saw it before the show. So I want to wish you luck on that job, and I'd really like to hear about what happens with it. I hope that we'll be putting out lots of different resumes instead of just one at that one place. You know what I mean? For that.
No,
job.
There's
there
not
may
one
be other...
place. No,
yeah.
it was an array of places. It was probably like 40
okay.
in the last month or two. And it's just like, wow.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I feel positive for you. I'm getting positive energy about you. That's what I'm getting. I really am. Mm-hmm. So I hope that you will feel that way too, and just feel positive about your future. Because I'm getting a really positive vibe about this. And I want to hear what the other ladies have to say. So I wish you luck. And please do not hesitate. Please call us back. I want to hear about what goes on. Please call us back. And we'll give you more messages. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, Erin. This is Peg.
Hello.
And I picked two cards. The first card is Archangel Fanuel, and he's all about hope, optimism, new beginnings. And he's the angel of hope, brings the light of the sun, the dawn of a new day and a new beginning. And like the rainbow-lit castle on the card, there is a castle on the card. And that's kind of at the right side of the card. So that's like your future. Experiences of great fulfillment are on the horizon for you, even if you've had disappointments in the past. Bright new resolutions and happy outcomes are on the way. Daniel reminds you of the power of hope and optimism. As you consciously choose to release fear and doubt, your peaceful, trusting attitude will connect you with all the things uplifting. The universe is abundant, filled with amazing potential, and with your optimistic attitude and this angel's powerful presence, a wonderful new opportunity designed just for you is sure to be around the corner. So I'm feeling like, don't give up no matter what. Maybe talking to, a career person that can help, maybe they might have some insights as to what your options could be. And I'm sure you've done some of that already. And if you haven't, you might want to consider that too. Because sometimes the skills that we have can be put into other areas. Of employment too. It is definitely difficult in finding a job these days. And the other card I got was prosperity. Let me see. How did I get to it? Okay. Wait a minute, that's not... okay, here it is. So that's all about abundance and success. And this card heralds a time of great prosperity opening up for you. Abundant blessings may come in many forms and for many reasons. It may be that a project you've been working on for a long time is finally coming to fruition. An investment or potential property sale could be paying off, or some unexpected gift like an inheritance may be coming your way. Get ready to enjoy the fruits of your labor and the rewards of your faith. You deserve great undiluted joy. And that radiant garden will be blossoming soon, even if the shower of blessings only comes in drops and sprinkles at first. remember to notice the gifts already gracing your life, the moments of laughter, beauty, peace, and spirit presence can bring joy each day. The more you acknowledge those and other forms of value in your life, the more your newfound prosperity will grow and multiply. So, I feel like what you're coming for is what you're looking for will be coming for you really soon. And it might not be in a place that you expect either. So I hope that that helps. And please let us know what's come of all your job hunting and job search and all that.
Thank you.
Hi, Erin. It's Mary. Beautiful
Hello,
reading.
How you doing, Mary?
Hi. Okay, so I picked out two cards for you, and one of them is from postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dear you, there are times in life when taking a risk is better left for another day. Other times are perfect for taking that leap. No matter how dangerous it might seem, well, hold on to your parachute strings, for today is leap time. Realize that no matter what, we will not let you fall, drown, get lost, or hurt in any way on this one, even if it may feel like you are in free fall. We are here for you, and you can stop freaking out about getting hurt and relax into this transition to something new. All the elements are in place, and your soul is ready for a new experience. No matter what you're asking about, it's time to take the risk and do that thing that scares you. No matter what happens, you will land softly, right on target. Don't worry about the outcome. Spirit's got that covered. It's taking the leap itself. That's the point. We love your courage. Embrace it." And in the back it says, "Celebrate life." And then I picked a card from the Wisdom of the Avalon book oracle card for you, and it's Risk. Again, it's taking a risk. So, and in this card, there's three ways that you can go. And it says, "This marker brings excitement to your path. You cannot know the outcome of the action you're being called to take until you do it. In this way, you're required to be blind in the forest for a time, risking all you know and all you've acquired on your journey for the potential of something better. Perhaps the training you require demands faith in what you cannot experience with your five senses. But reliance on the sixth sense, your intuition, which is your gut, can provide you with another type of sight to aid you in your journey. Very important questions can be answered now. Is engaging in the situation worth the risk, or does my inner sight tell me to wait until another opportunity comes? Am I willing to learn a lesson of defeat and surrender to the promise of unknown potential? Pray for guidance and ask for a sign. If the answer is yes, take the risk. If no, rest, regroup, and wait on the wall of the divine mystery. Another sacred journey marker may reveal the answer." Again, you know, like I feel like I feel calling on your angels as well would really help with decisions that you need to make, and trusting your intuitions as well. Oh, I have a little bird outside my window.
What?
I have little birds outside my window.
Oh, neat.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. Okay, and then
right now, isn't it dark?
Yeah, it's still not dark in Ohio, completely dark.
Oh.
Over here is still like a little, it's getting dark. And then the other card, Erin, I got for you, which at the bottom of the deck, which they know, my guides, that I pick out for you, is love. So, and it has the infinity symbol, and this, it reminds you to show kindness and compassion to all you meet on your path, be it a beggar on a street corner, it says here, a coworker, a family member, an animal, or a plant who needs pruning. So sometimes we have these plants that need like a little love, extra love. So it's just leaving, it's shifting your perception as a solitary person on this earth and being a part of a living system, being a part of everything. Love is what made you, which is what makes everyone. So keep it flowing. Remember to receive love as well. So if someone's trying to give you love or help and support you, say yes. Sometimes we block our own and we want to do everything ourselves, but then, you know, we have to put that guard down and say, okay, I accept the help. You know, sometimes that's the only thing we need to do. And it says you're going to be very fortunate, and this is a very transformative omen. So it's like, I feel like a lot of great things are waiting for you. And then the other card is the butterfly. So again, you know, the butterfly is a form of transformation, of new beginnings. And so again, I feel like taking that risk of, I don't know if there's three paths that you can go on, because this is what the card is showing me, and they wouldn't show me this unless, you know, you had other choices, other avenues that you're thinking of going through for another job possibly, or something that you've been wanting to do but are holding yourself back from. So I'm going to leave you with that, Aaron, and I'm going to switch you over to, hope that resonates, by the way, and switch you over to Liz, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Aaron. Beautiful readings already, ladies. I don't have a lot of different information to give you, Aaron, but I do have some specific messages. So I want to say, when you first asked your question and Jan was reading, I was trying to shuffle my cards and they were like stuck, like they were like, and I'm like, oh, and I'm like, what the heck is this? Because I cleansed them before the show and was ready to roll. And it was a message to me. You need to really clear your energy. So, you know, I have a note here to clear your energy in your aura field. Are you familiar with how to do that? Any ways to do that?
Yourself? A bit, yes.
Okay. So, you know, you can sage yourself, right? You can use crystals like selenite, quartz, any of those things. You can do it in the shower. You can get in the shower and say, you know, close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths and say, you know, water, cleanse away anything that doesn't belong to me, anything that no longer serves me, you know, release it, take it out of my energy field. Because that's kind of, and it's not all your energy either. This is stuff that has stuck to you and built up over time, some of it too. You know, a little bit of it is yours, but it's a combination. It's just time to, you know, get through there. You can also do it with sound. If you have a bell, you can ring a bell around you. Something like that. So, a chime, whichever. You know, just get that off you. You'll feel better. You'll feel lighter. You'll feel like, oh, you know, you'll kind of feel like you can breathe again. And I feel like you've just gotten through something. I want to, so the cards, I have a bunch of cards, but most of them really tell the story, and then a couple are specific messages. And I feel like you just, the first card is time for a celebration, but I don't feel like it's a celebration. I feel like you've just gotten through something. It wasn't really a fun time. but it's time to recognize that it is over and that you're done with it. You've made it through. it was almost maybe something you had to do, I was feeling. But the other part of the card is that release what's burdensome. So I feel like that's the job, because you recognize that the job you have, you're not enjoying, that it's not good for you.
Not at all.
Yeah. So this is confirmation for you that it's time to release that. It's okay to walk away. You are doing the right thing. You're making the right choice.
I feel like you have spent some time pondering this, you know, idea. Obviously, we most of us do. But you've had some ideas. You've had some things come to you in meditation or in your deep thought of what you want to do, and some and those are really messages for you that yes, that's what you should be doing. So, you know, and it feels to me like part of the message is this is going to bring you back to something that you've kind of been away from for a little while, some people maybe in your life. So it is a good idea. It's do the things that make you feel good. If you're going to make a change in your career, you know, because I feel like a lot of times when we're young, right, we get an idea in our head and we think that's what we have to do, and we don't know the world, right? We only know one thing because we're young. So we get out of school, we go to college, and we're in this lane, and this is what we have to do. And now we don't really like it. It's not what we thought. But we've also seen other things that we're like, hey, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. I didn't know that was a job, right? And so we have more experience, and now we're thinking about it. So, you know, if you're going to make a change, what's something that you really want to do that you're passionate about that gets you excited to get up and go to work every day, you know, that makes you feel good doing it? That's where you want to be. Because I'll just say the cliche, when we feel good, when we work at something we love, we never work a day in our life. But when we like to go there, it makes a difference. And we feel good about what we're doing, right? So with that, the two cards that have specific messages I felt for you were number 5, Divine Guidance and Archangel Sandalphon. And it says, the search for meaning in life, consider an alternative approach. Surround yourself with wise teachers or friends. So, you know, really, I feel like really go into the people that you trust and admire and saying, you know, I'm having this wacky idea and I want to do it. They're going to give you confirmation. And then the next card is number 8, Justice, Archangel Raguel. It says, fight for justice and equality. Rulings made in your favor. Don't give up. So, you know, and I feel that's more about your intuition part of, you know, the things that you're kind of saying like, oh, I'd love to do that someday, but, you know, I'm kind of afraid of the risk. This is saying, don't worry, it's going to work out. It, you know, take the chance because it's going to work for you. You know, I in the last 5 years, I have made a career change like this. I left the place after almost 20 years, and I just said, nope, I'm done, I'm going. I didn't even have another job lined up. I was just knew it was time for me to leave, and I knew that the universe would get me where I needed to be, and it did.
And that's the thing, like these responses, like, I mean, I don't know how they're going to sit go through 100 resumes or whatever, and it's just like, I called in sick yesterday, and I'm just like, I don't want to go back in that shit anymore. You know what I mean? I'm just like, this is really toxic.
I was there, and I'll tell you what, it's scary to trust that the universe is going to bring you what you need, because we get to that point where we're unsure, like, there was days, I mean, I literally was about to sit down on the couch and start crying because I thought I was going to have to call this place and tell them that I had to take my job back, that I didn't want to. And as I went to sit down, my phone rang and a friend was calling to say, hey, do you still need a job? I've got one for you. Honest the very, very second, I'm not kidding you. And I said, I was just about to start crying because I thought I was going to have to call them and tell them that I had to take the job back. And he says, what? And I said, I swear to God. and that job, I was working for an independent individual, and he ended up retiring. And as the day we were closing his business, I get a phone call for the job I have now that I absolutely love. And I wasn't looking for this job. It opened up. A friend of mine was offered it, and she couldn't do it. And she said, I know someone. And she called me. She says, hey, why don't you check this out? And I said, I don't know anything about doing that. She goes, it's office work. You can do that. And I said, okay. And this is my most favorite job I've ever had.
Wow.
So I know that it works. I know that it works, but I know that it's darn scary. I know it is.
Yeah, I know it is.
So it's just, you know, having the faith and believing, because it does happen. It does. It does.
Wow.
So if you needed any reassurance or confirmation, there it is for you. It's time. Do that thing that you're thinking about that you want to do, because it's the right thing. It is going to work out, and it's going to be fine. Is there going to be moments where it's a little scary? Sure. But have the faith. Every time you start to say, oh, no, I don't know, say, you know what? Nope, the universe has my back. I know it does. I know it'll come through. And just believe it, because it does. It does every single time. I have more stories than those ones about that very same kind of thing. So it works. It happens. And we all do. We all do. Think about every time you thought, oh, my God, everything's coming to an end, and something happened. It always did, right? I mean, it may not have been what we thought was going to happen, but something happened that was better for us than maybe what we wanted sometimes too, you know? So remember that. Just because we have our eye on one thing, the universe is always trying to get us to the thing that's better too. So when something doesn't work out, remember it's for a reason, and just know something better is coming. It didn't work out because there's something better. And that's true.
Well, I guess that's the thing. I didn't know that the universe has a personal interest, invested interest in the individual. I thought it just goes by whatever of cosmic
alignment
you're
born into. Well, we're all part of the universe. Right? Well, we're all part of the universe, and the universe wants what's best for everyone. It's not taking any, I mean, it's not specifically saying, Aaron, I'm going to get you to the, I mean, it's just, that's what it wants to do for everyone. Because it wants all of us to be in the best thing for us. So it's always trying to put us.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not separate. No one's, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was some good info. Really good, actually.
Yeah,
so I'm
okay.
Well,
one of these parts said something about different perspective, right?
Right, that's true.
So, there you go.
Sure.
That's exactly what you needed. So,
thank you,
Aaron. We hope we gave you a little boost. I know you have been on here waiting since we started the show, and you went through all the highs and lows at the beginning. So, thank you. I hope that we gave you some good messages tonight, and we want you to call us back and let us know what happens for you. Okay.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
All
well,
right.
Have a great
thank
night.
You.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fantastic first call. That was just...
Really?
Yes, it was. You know what I forgot to mention to him? I'm not sure if you guys mentioned to Aaron, is to make that list of the perfect job that he wants to create and put it into the universe, put it in writing, put it... You know, does he want to work 5 days a week? Does he want weekends off? You know, the hours, the days, work from home, whatever he wants. We can manifest anything. We are amazing, magical human beings that we can manifest. It's just we need to let go of that fear and that what we've been programmed to be. It's just like, you know, just let go of that. and live into this new amazing world we're all co-creating together, you know, which is going to be a magical 5D world. And maybe in some time soon could be more elevated than 5D. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that.
And really, I was going to say, what it is, we need to let go of our ego where we think we know what's better for us than the higher power, because we don't really know anything.
No, it's just letting go. I feel like letting go, letting God, having faith, having trust that everything is working out. When that door closes, if he doesn't get that job, or like for any other situation for anyone listening, it's like if one door closes, that means a better one is coming for you. Don't think that, you know, you're missing out on something. It's because it's not meant for you, because there's something better that the universe, God, everyone has for you. So it's just believing in that, that that's what's coming through for you, having trust that that's the reason why that door is closed, is because there's something better, or there's something that you should be taking care of. Instead of focusing on this, you should focus on that, you know?
Well, and I think another misconception that we all were ingrained with is if you want something, you have to work for it, and it's going to be hard, and it should be difficult. And the truth is, it should be easy. If you're having to fight to do everything, it's not meant for you. Take a step back.
Yep.
And it may not mean that it's not ever for you, but it just means it's not for you right now. And just say, okay. Like when you hit a roadblock, just step back and go, okay. And sometimes it's disappointing, and sometimes it's frustrating, but always for your best. You know, it might be timing, it might be whatever, but honest to God, I mean, I could, and I'm sure you ladies could, everyone can recount time after time after time where it has happened for you.
Yeah.
So
definitely. Yes.
I've been rerouted. And it was for the best.
Absolutely.
I mean, always trust me. You know, even when our navigation on our car sends us the longest way, when we know a 15-minute ride and it takes me through a 30-minute ride, I thank the angels, because I know there's the reason why I was rerouted by that navigation. I mean, God is up there and protecting us, angels, you know. So the other day I questioned, I'm like, why would it send me like a 30-minute ride when it's like 15 minutes? It was double the time, but there was a reason, I'm sure, you know. And I just thought, thank you. Just being rerouted and saying thank you, and that's it. That's how I feel. That's how I'm living my life right now. It's just being very grateful for everything, you know, that's occurring in this life, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, should we hop on another call? I'm like, we've spent a lot of the show in our calls.
A lot of callers, yes, if we could get through all of them, that would be great.
Well, we'll see. I'm like, it's gotten quite large here, but
I know.
We'll go to the next one.
Yes.
Oh. Area code 603, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
First name is Ursula.
Elsa?
Hello?
Hi.
Ursula.
Do you have a question for us? Ursula?
This is my first time coming here, so I wasn't sure if I would really ask to bring up a question or just ask if the angels have a message that would help me at this point.
Whatever you would
like.
Did you
say Ursula?
Ursula.
Hi, it's Jan. Ursula, is that what you said?
Yes, like the Little Mermaid.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I just love that name. Definitely the Little Mermaid. All right. Well, you know, you just immediately, it's the duck, immediate, right there. So let's just go with the duck and see what we got. Let's see here. Duck, this is a time of fertility either literally or metaphorically. It's a time to have fun, maybe even get a little silly. The time of turmoil has passed, so now you can release any pent-up emotions that you've had suppressed. Do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort rather than trying to deny your need for this. The duck likes to be at home, strong nesting instinct. It doesn't mean you have to stay at home or anything, but they do have a strong home vibe. They have very big hearts, big generous hearts, willing to give to anyone. They enjoy the company of others, particularly those of like mind and spirit. They're very amiable, accessible, and quite emotionally expressive. You're a very resilient individual and can bounce back very easily. If your life has become too dull or monotonous, you need to loosen things up and have some fun and try not to take things too seriously and just try to lighten up a bit. It's a beginning of a new cycle, either at work or in a relationship. So you may be moving through some difficult emotional entanglements, but you're able to get through them. Duck is in the water, and water represents emotions. So, but the main thing is they're saying is to have some fun and lighten up and try to enjoy it, enjoy things a little more, and go treat yourself and go have some fun, Ursula. You deserve it. So I'm going to leave you with that and send you right over to Peg.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ursula. This is Peg, and I picked four little cards. They just have words on them. And the first card was creativity, you know, I'm going to say the first card is vision. You know, what are you visualizing for yourself at this time as far as goals that you might have? And as we have been saying to others, you know, that if we can think it, then it can definitely be done. And so using your creativity and even if it's just a hobby, you know, maybe there's something that you've wanted to do creatively, maybe writing or doing some type of art. The angels ask you to look into that because that does help you to come to your heart place, and that's where you can really find the support from your angels. And a really good angel for support is Archangel Gabriel. He's all about helping us with our inspiration and our creativity. And Archangel Jophiel, who helps us find the most positive outcomes for our life, whether it's our thinking or our living space, some remodeling or some, you know, designing in our creative space. And that's where your creativity can go to. And just asking them for support to see where that may lead you. So I hope that helps. And I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ursula. It's Mary.
Oh.
Beautiful messages. Okay, so I got
Thank
three
you.
Cards for you. And the card that I got was from the Wisdom of Avalon. The first card that fell out for you was the Queen. Woman, fertility, feminine power, sexuality, and friendships. And it's the number four card. The number 21 card came out, and it's the Wasp. Retaliation, jealousy, and anger. And then the last card was number 42, which is perception. So I think the guides most likely are guiding me to read the perception card for you. So it says, this marker requires you to contemplate how you look at the world. Through what eyes do you see? Do you peer through those of prejudice or judgment? Are you viewing your present circumstances by projecting your past? This is the time to slow down to observe from all angles. This calls for objectivity and a willingness to examine your life and others through a neutral pair of eyes. Within you, awareness is transcending your ego's separated sense of self. Rise above it, see through your soul, and know that things aren't always what they appear to be. This marker brings clarity and asks you to look and to wait. Perhaps all you need to do is to relax and put on another pair of glasses, then what is in front of you might be magically transformed. Perception is everything. Take no further action until you see how this message applies to your current situation. Then once you've shifted your perception, you may find that this was all you needed to do was change your perception. Wow, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wanted to read to you this card. The Queen card is also represents pregnancy either as a metaphor or as a true miracle of life itself. The Queen is always a powerful omen and ally, just so you know. So that's beautiful. I hope that helps, Ursula, in any question. I think it's your first time calling, right? Am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for calling. And I'll send you over to Liz.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful messages, ladies. And they tied in with my cards. And as I went to write some notes, I actually channeled the message for you, Ursula, but I want to share some things from the cards first and what the lady said. Peg had mentioned Archangel Gabriel, and I'm using the Archangel Power Tarot, and the two of the three cards I pulled for you are Archangel Gabriel cards. So definitely about, doing what makes you feel good, the creativity, the passion, the a lot of orange, sacral chakra, you know, your soul center, your soul fire. And my message will address this more. And then the third card is number 21, the World, and Archangel Michael. And that just told me that everything, you know, go do what you want to do. And, you know, what you're thinking about, whatever it is, go do it. Because Archangel Michael's right there, and everything's going to be okay. He's taking care of you. And it says a very happy ending, coming full circle, spiritual growth and insight. But as I began to write some notes, this message is what I got. And it says, it's time for you to do what you want. Go, do it, enjoy it. You need no one else but you. Go. You are all you need. Fall in love with you. So,
nice.
I got a very distinct feeling that you're finally in a place where you are able to do what you want to do. You don't have anyone else to answer to or run it by, maybe. And it's yay for you. and enjoy it. Enjoy it and embrace it. And really, you know, and it's funny because the same message I gave last night in my singing bowls at the beginning was love yourself first. You know, we're not taught that we have to be 100% totally in love with ourselves, because we're completely full and perfect the way we are. And that was actually, that's what the world was you are everything you need. Is you're the entire world. You need no one else to complete you, or, you know, we've been made to think we have to have someone else that makes us whole. But no, we are all we need. And we need to love ourselves fully before we can allow anyone else to love us. We need to accept everything about who we are and know that we are perfectly imperfect, just the way we are. We're exactly how we're supposed to be. There's nothing wrong with us.
we are perfect. So, you know, that was really what I felt in that message, that this is the time to get back to the authentic you and be you and really, really enjoy being you. And don't fixate on finding someone else, because you know what, when you get in this space and you're enjoying life and embracing it and embracing yourself, that person's going to show up. It'll be faster than you know. So, you know, that, so it's a beautiful time of things coming into your life and being attracted and just loving life and experiencing it. So I hope that you do that and enjoy it. And I hope you call us back and tell us about it. I have goosebumps from head to toe.
Thank you.
So I hope that message helps you, Ursula, and I absolutely hope that we hear back from you. I hope that, you know, some of this resonated with you, and we thank you for calling us tonight.
Thank you very much. It's lovely being here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you, too.
Take care.
Wow. I couldn't.
That was great.
You know, you guys were talking, and I thought, I want to make these notes because I, you know, sometimes I forget. And I was like, I'm going to write this down. And then all of a sudden, I was just writing, and I was like, whoa. I'm like, what was that? I'm like, what did I write? I was like, oh, look at that. So.
Neat.
All right. Well, let's skedaddle on to our next one. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Area code 914, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I'm going through a little situation right now in my life. And I would like to know if me and my partner will make it through this hard time.
Okay, let's see.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
It's Jan. Good. You know, there's the other animal that I saw. I can't believe it. It's a peacock. I saw a peacock before the show started. So here it is. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see here. I'm wondering if, just out of curiosity, have we talked to you about this before at all, by any chance?
No, this is my first time calling in.
Okay, I'm glad. I don't know why. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, that's fine. And it doesn't matter. You know, I was just curious. Let's see. So Peacock is saying, you're about to experience a vision that will greatly affect your life and the direction you're going in. More than a time to take action, this is a time to be watchful, observing what goes on inside and around you. You're safe and very well protected, so there's no need to worry. It's important now to take a risk and speak your truth rather than holding back, as there will be ample opportunities to do so. Your dignity and integrity are particularly called for right now, so make a point to walk your talk and hold your head up.
Okay.
Peacock is on the verge of making an important decision. That's what they're saying here. And it says that you're able to access deep inner wisdom and readily communicate this knowledge. You carry yourself with a very regal air, exuding confidence and warmth. You're incredibly lucky, protected at all times, and always seem to be able to avoid misfortune. So that's nice. So does that resonate for you?
Yes.
Now, I don't know anything about what's going on, but
what I'm really feeling is that don't be afraid to, if you need to take space, or if you're already taking space, to take the space with the partner.
Okay.
With
okay.
The person.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's
yeah.
where it's going. Actually, that we're
that's
like
what's going on. That's where it's
space.
Heading.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I was getting just so strongly. So that may be what you're going to be doing. And don't. But I'm feeling don't be afraid to do it. You know what I mean? Like it'll be. It feels like that will be a good choice, or that is what the choice is going to be. So and
okay.
to not be afraid of it. Yeah. Just
okay.
you know. Yeah. So and from there, I'm not really getting all the details, but I'm just mostly getting that. But I hope that you'll call back and let us know how it's going. But I just
okay.
want you to feel confident. Don't feel down about, you know, I mean, of course you feel down about the whole thing. It's a hard situation to have to go through all this. But what I'm feeling, what the vibes I'm getting is to try to feel confident in this decision and know that it's going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Know that it's going to be okay. Yeah. You're going to be all right. And
okay.
it's probably a good decision. It's probably a good decision is what I'm getting also. So
okay.
It doesn't mean that it's totally over forever, but it's a good decision maybe to take some space right now.
To take a break.
Is what I'm getting. Yeah, to take a break. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Mhm. Okay.
All right.
Thank
all right
you.
Then. So I'll hand you welcome. I'll hand you right over to Peg.
Okay.
Hi, Teresa. This is Peg, and I picked a card. It's called Courage, and it's from the Soul's Journey card. And it's I find the inner strength to face with fear with confidence. You know, it's being in your heart space and listening and knowing what is best for you, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But also speaking your truth to those closest. And, you know, if communication is possible, to do that, you know, from your heart. And you know, just know that if there needs to be time apart, that that's okay, you know. So I feel like the angels are asking you to also understand all aspects of the situation. And a good angel for relationships is Archangel Shmuel, Shmuel, I think. And he's all about helping us in relationships, whatever way they go, you know. And he also asks us to, as I had said, to consider the other person's situation, or you know, from where they're coming from too, and you know, you will know what's best for all accounts, I think, in time. So, I wish you a lot of luck, and I'll hand you over to Mary.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Veresa. It's Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. And yourself?
Good.
Well, I just want to say I love everyone's readings. I do believe that, yes, things will be worked out after, like, maybe like a break. And these cards that came out for you is a postcard from Spirit. It says, "Dear wonderful you, intimacy oh my gosh, intimacy, yeah, it's scary sometimes. It means you have to let someone else get to know the real you, not the perfect, flawless mask to wear for others. No, it's time to reveal the cool one, the passionate one, the imperfect one that is totally you without artifice or walls. Yes, you will be exposed and vulnerable for a time, but it will be so worth it. This is the only way you will know true closeness with others, and you will also be close to spirit and to us. There is amazing freedom that comes when you let go and trust and be yourself with another or a group, released from the invisible bindings that keep you from intimacy. Is truly empowering. So may we support you wholeheartedly in this choice. You will know yourself better, and we hope learn to love yourself as much as we do. Life is about who we are with others, so share it. You will be so glad you did. Loving you so, so, so much. And it says, live your dreams in the back, and it's got an angel with a bow and an arrow. So that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that I picked for you is the Wisdom of Avalon Oracle deck. And the fiery number 30 card came out, jumped out for you. And it's the Fire Fairy. And it says creative action and optimism. And it says the Fire Fairy sparks ideas into action. She rules the flame of creativity and encourages you to move quickly. She is also the voice of happy optimism, showing you signs, signals, and omens to support your dreams. The Fire Fairy gives you hope and courage and ensures that your dreams will come true if you simply act on them. When the Fire Fairy appears on your path, she gives you a gift, a magical sense of energy to help you complete any idea you have that serves the greater good. She signals positive outcomes for your efforts. The Fire Fairy brings you another gift, illumination. When you're in the dark about something, the Fire Fairy lends you her light so that your path will be filled with illumination. All things come to light quickly when the Fire Fairy appears. Wow, that's so beautiful because, you know, again, in the bottom of the deck, there is a butterfly. And Spirit knows that I take the bottom of the deck for myself. So it's just, again, transformation. You know, you're tuning in. You know, there are fairies. I don't know if you believe in them, but I've seen them. It's so amazing to, you know, like bring them in and ask them to help you, you know, with decisions like this. And even your angels, yeah. I will call them the angels as well, your guardian angels, because they, we have free will, so they won't intervene in our life until we ask them to. So that's something else that they want me to say to you. But you're going through a major transformation in your life. I feel like everything is going to work out in the long run, but sometimes we need a break from another person. It doesn't mean it's forever, you know, but sometimes that breaking up will bring you back together even better and stronger than ever, you know, if it's meant to be. So I just want to leave you with, but nothing, I mean, everything, the cards were just perfect. Just be yourself. Be that perfect, beautiful person that you are. That just take away that mask, you know. Just give your full self. You know, sometimes we have that guard that we guard ourselves so much that we don't let people in completely. You know, just crack it wide open because that's when true happiness occurs. So I'm going to leave you with that, Varisa, and then switch you over to Liz because I'm sure she's patiently waiting.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I thought it was going to sneeze. Teresa, I got some great stuff for you to just add to what the lady said. But, you know, this is a time of healing for you. And I feel like someone's trying to make you feel like you can't do this. And don't allow them to, because you can.
have confidence in yourself. That things seem a little shaky right now, like you don't have everything, not everything's lined up, but, you know, just like the last caller, have faith. Trust that the universe has your back, because it does, and it's going to take care of you. One of the cards I pulled for you is the Queen of Gabrielle, and it's passionate, charming, brilliant, and independent. It says you can do anything right now. Go after what you want. So go, whatever the plan is that you have right now, just believe that you're doing it and trust that it's going to work out. The next card I got was number 3, the Empress. We just got like this huge wind. I'm sorry. I shook my whole house.
Wow.
This is crazy because there's the Queen card, and somebody said something about a queen also. And then the Empress was the next card, and it's number 3, which 3 is always to me the triangle and the perfect balance of mind, body, soul. So this is going to be like you and your pinnacle power of just perfection and total alignment. And it's also Archangel Gabrielle. It's time to act upon your plans. Creativity is rewarded, luxurious or abundant resources. So, you know, trust, you know, go ahead with whatever steps you said you're going to take. Do them. Believe that you can do them. Do not allow anyone else to put fear in you that you cannot, because you can. And believe that you can. Put that trust out there, and you're going to be caught. And you're going to end up being above and beyond what you were originally planning. And you're going to make people jealous. People are going to they're going to reframe their opinion about you. Someone else was saying something about being vulnerable, and I felt very much like, you know, this is the time to hold your head high. Do not say anything. Just keep walking your walk, knowing your truth, and you are going to be rewarded, because everything is going to be revealed in its own time, and you're going to look at, you're going to be this queen who has held her head up and continued to just rule her kingdom of self and maintain composure by not listening to what everyone else is saying, and believing in yourself, because it's going to be, big things are going to come. So
that's good.
Hope that message helps. it's going to be good. So just keep your faith and trust. Believe that the universe has got your back. Believe in yourself, because you can do this. You've already got it. You've been able to do this forever.
Yeah.
So don't allow anyone else to tell you you can't. Don't allow them to.
Okay.
Because even when you're a little nervous and you're unsure about what is going to happen, the universe is going to sweep right in and just wow them. And you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That sounds good.
All right. So call us back and let us know how everything goes, Teresa. We can't wait to hear. And thank you for calling us this evening. It was great to hear from you. We wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, ladies, we're in the last 60 seconds. I did write down the numbers of everyone on hold. So if you call in next week, we will move you to the front of the line. Thank you all for calling, all of our callers. We appreciate you. The messages were beautiful, and I'm sure everyone that listened, I'm sure you still received something out of each of those messages, because that's how it goes. So
yeah.
I know all of us, I'm sure, received something out of the messages.
Yes,
for sure.
I so agree with that, because I remember being a caller, and even though I didn't get picked up, I used to get my answers, whether or not I received, you know, obviously. So, yes, I agree with that.
If you came on late, listen to the replay, because we've covered a lot of good stuff in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, I also took down the two numbers, Liz, for next
week.
Yeah,
I did pick them up.
But we did, again, you know, we try to pick up new callers as well, just so that I know we have a lot of people that call every week to our show, you know, and what we try to do also is you got a reading last week, then, you know, if there's new callers, new numbers that we don't recognize, we usually pick up those numbers first and then go back to our, you know, usual callers, you know, so just people understand how we work as well in the back.
We do ask you to call for follow-up.
Yes, for sure. I love the follow-ups because I love, you know, the confirmations that we receive. You know, so, yeah, it's awesome. All right, ladies, it's been great. Have a great Wednesday.
Time for me to go.
Yes.
It really has. It always is, too. And it's just a beautiful, another beautiful show. Thank you, ladies, too, for everything.
She's really saying we have to go. So. Love you, ladies. It's always great to connect with
you. Love you, too.
I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Great show.